They said it wasn't humanly possible. But now you can have all the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Plus, Game Boy comes with the outrageous new game, Tetris. And for head-to-head competition, use the revolutionary video link and blow your opponent away. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power. Portable power.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk. Howdy, y'all.
I'm Ryan.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
And I'm Brandon.
You're still here?
Thanks for coming back for the Pointcast 15.1. We were actually just going to do a catch-all of a handheld episode. We don't really have any specific handheld game, which is probably going to come back and bite us in the ass because
we can probably do an episode on a handheld game.
We will.
We just kind of want to talk about what handhelds we've owned.
Handheld games and us.
And us.
A retrospective.
A point cast. So, I don't know how we're going to start this off. You have to go, I guess, pretty quick. Let's start with Brandon, because he actually brought a handheld game to the room.
Okay, well, I've actually been a big fan of handhelds. You know, they've been a staple in my gaming collection.
Dick joke.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying dick joke.
The virgin joke from the previous podcast?
Yeah,
there you go. But, I started pretty young, I guess, with the brick Game Boy, the one with the green screen.
I had one of those.
Pokemon Red. Still playing it.
Was that on that? Pokemon's that old?
Yeah.
Well, did they re-release it for a newer system? Or are you still playing it on the Game Boy original?
Well, the original Game Boy.
Okay.
I guess the Game Boy Advance was, like, backwards compatible, I think.
Well, yeah, there was like the black and white instead of the.
Well, no, but
the
green. Are you playing it on that right now? Did they release it for like the DS?
Oh,
like
no, I'm playing the new Pokemon now.
How many Pokemons are there?
Oh, there's probably like 100.
What's the new one? X and Y. That's what you're playing.
X and
now.
Y.
Gotta
yeah.
catch them all.
Yeah,
all of them.
They only have one more letter. They're done.
Pokemon Z, and then Japan sinks into the ocean.
Yeah, but I also started with Game Boy. I actually got it from a heavier girl who wanted to. To date me.
So you took her grade. Game Boy and nothing?
She offered it to me, and I was in fourth grade. I didn't know what to do.
You're a monster.
I played Game Boy. I played the crap out of the Mario Brothers, that Mario World. It really wasn't a Mario game. I also played Wario Adventure. What was the Mario game for the Game Boy? Mario Land. It was Mario Land.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird, but yeah. How about you? First experiences? First time? Tell me.
I was going to let Brandon finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brandon. Well, he basically just said...
Yeah, we're talking about the Game Boy right now.
Yeah,
I had one of those. I played Zelda a lot on that. Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Game was the shit. I, of course, played Tetris because it came with Tetris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I had for the original Game Boy. Honestly, yeah. I played Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
It was a Japanese port. You guys probably never played it. I played that a lot. Stupid Windfish. Or whatever the whale thing was. Stupid, but I like the game was cool.
You had
it was,
to wake the windfish.
Yeah.
By collecting the instruments and playing them.
Stupid. Wake the whale up so you can get out of this fucking island. What was it, Colant?
You were inside the windfish's dream.
The winkfish.
The winkfish.
I know.
The
winkfish. Where the fuck did they cut it?
It's Japan.
Acid. Yeah, it was very Japanese-y.
So that's where you started, and you have a similar start, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started with the Game Boy as well. Super Mario Land, Zelda, and Tetris, of course, the big three. There was,
I can't ever think of any other
game on
that.
Wanted a Game Gear so bad back in the day.
Ooh, Dad had a Game Gear.
But it was like...
My buddy let me borrow one.
And not cheap.
No, they were expensive.
It was backlit and
$300. We actually did play the Game Boy at an opportune time in our lives when our eyes worked. Even yours worked better than they did now. Because if you look at that shit now, like when the screen moves, it's just like blur.
Yeah, and then I had the Game Boy Advanced, which was color, but it wasn't backlit. So it was like...
I had the SP.
Terrible. You know, you're just at the right angle in a lidded room. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, okay.
I skipped the Advanced. I went to the SP, and that was backlit. And that was actually really awesome.
The
because
SP
it was
shit.
A 16-bit... Oh, don't...
La-ti-da.
Look at Mr. Fancy Game Boy over here.
Yeah, I traded Knights of the Old Republic in.
Actually, you remember the Game Boy Color that was still... like monochrome, but you could change which color it was monochrome in.
Well, because they went from the Game Boy Color. Didn't they do like a Game Boy Nano where it was, or a Micro or Mini?
No, that was the iPod.
Tiny one.
Yeah, they had a Game Boy.
That was way
before any of these.
It was before the Advance, but that was like the last of the original Game Boys.
Yeah, where
there was
smaller.
Wasn't really any color
thinner,
or anything.
I remember for the Super Nintendo, they had the Game Boy cartridge where you could pop it into Nintendo.
That was so awesome. It had four colors. That was the shit.
It was four colors were better than, you know, what's funny is like they sold us colors for a game that they didn't initially add colors to. Like, would you like to play this in color?
Fuck yeah, what?
Well, on the big screen. Not going to get to up front.
I played Zelda on that shit. It was badass. It was just like playing A Link to the Past again.
$16 per color.
It's good too because even the graphics on the Game Boy Advance, they you can play those full screen 16-bit like on any TV, and they still work for like an emulator or anything. Not that I'm condoning stealing video games or playing emulators.
It's called abandonware, I believe, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Dude, there's no such thing as abandonware in Nintendo's vocabulary. They're like, you know what, let's release a system.
It would be abandonware or something similar. I'm not sure how to say that in Japanese, but that's close to what they would say.
There's no abandonware.
I don't think that's close at all. I think that was just racist, and we should move on.
We should. So, so Game Gear, none of us really had that because our parents didn't have $300.
Did you have a Game Gear?
I did not. I remember a rich uncle having one. I think it had like a...
Of course it was a rich uncle.
Sonic or something
on it? The Sonic on it was...
And it blew my mind.
It was color. It was. My buddy had Jurassic Park. I got to play that.
This big.
Yeah, they're huge. Didn't they come out with a Lynx handheld system?
My brother convinced my parents to rent a Lynx for him on a road trip. So I did get to play the Lynx a little bit as a kid.
Yeah, I never played that. It was like the what was that the Jaguar. I never played the Jaguar like home console system, but I didn't really get back into gaming systems until like the DS, PSP era. So you probably have some interspersed in between there, right?
Okay, well, between that would be like where the Game Boy Advance and Game Boy SP were.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. They
had the flip top one, which was the SP.
The SP.
Right?
I had the SP, but then I got rid of that. There was a Sun game. There was like an RPG that I played in the Metroid game.
That Sun game was awesome.
You know what I'm talking about, like
the one where you had to go outside to collect sunlight.
No, was it like the Jin you had to get? Like Jin were the like JIN.
This is like my kind of game.
Yeah,
go outside and get some Jin.
And then it had like a photo sensor thing on the cartridge itself.
Oh no, that's not the right game that I was talking about.
Is that the
about.
One you're thinking
no.
about?
So
there's a whole bunch of sunlight games on the
so okay GBA. So SP we like I think SP was kind of the for us we were almost too adulty for it.
I get
well adulty
well because you had the one of those when you were like 23,
but I only got that because I was
because you could play Final Fantasy 7 on it.
I could. I haven't got Final Fantasy 7 to run on it yet.
That was great because
still working on it.
Because I never had to get one because you had one and I could just take it because I was living with you at the time and I would play the fuck out of Metroid.
I didn't keep it for that long because even after I didn't like that RPG I played for a little bit, and then after that I just fell off. That was when I wasn't really playing a whole lot of video games except when I picked Neil up from jail, brought him home from his work furlough.
Go to the bar,
then take him back to jail. When you're 23, you got to fill the time. I mean, time's not going to fill itself. So, I mean, but okay. So I know that we all can share. Like, we all have DS memories or PSP memories. So, or things we anything. Fuck you, Chester.
I just like the term PSP memories. We all have PSP memories.
I personally never had the PSP, but I did have the DS.
Okay.
I think like the DSi, I think, was another one. It was like a...
Well, they had the first DS they came out with was huge. It was like this huge like sandwich, ice cream sandwich looking thing.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I bought a DS is because I saw your ex-girlfriend playing one where she was playing old school Mario Brothers 3 on it.
Was she?
Yeah, because they started for the DS, they started releasing. Oh no, because it was backwards compatible with the Game Boy Advance, and the Game Boy Advance had all the old school games that they started re-releasing. So when I saw that, that really opened the rabbit hole for me into, like, oh my god, I could take Mario Brothers 3 anywhere with me and not play it because I have shit to do. That's why I'm out doing stuff.
Right? Because we got that. You get that little. What was that little card called? Where you could just play any game ever.
Oh, the R4?
Yeah, the R4 chip.
So this is where we admit that we have pirated games.
Oh, yeah. We're the only people on the internet that have pirated games. So, and then I could have any game I wanted to, and I never fucking really use it. I played the drawing game. We draw something.
Scribblenauts. That was a good game.
Which was really fun. It was really freaking awesome. But I had the whole world at my fingertips, and I played Super Nintendo games on it.
It's the iPod. It's the iPod syndrome.
Yeah.
I have everything. I want to listen to nothing.
Yeah. It's like I have the, you know, you have the iPod in the trailer. Just another handheld video game system. Your phone and your iPod.
And the only reason why I bought a PSP is because I was watching a, not System, but it was a, what's that other Revision 3 show with Patrick Norton?
Techzilla,
yeah. And they talked about how, I think the PSP had been out for like 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years. And they were talking about how you could download a game on your PS3, a PlayStation 1 game, and then play it on your PSP. And then when the hackers found out that they had that capability to do that, they came out with a program that once you had the disc image on your computer, you could copy over the disc image to like a certain file, dump it on a card, and play it on your PSP.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Where I played Final Fantasy VII.
Nice. I was just going to make that joke, too.
Again, you can play Super Nintendo games. The PSP, it was awesome.
No, actually, the Super Nintendo games never got them to work because the Mode 7 played havoc with it. They all, they slowed them down.
It was, well, yeah. You know, I played Street Fighter, and it was...
It was real slow.
You could do it with 10 turbo stars, and then it would kind of speed.
No, Nintendo, Nintendo, Sega, those games worked. A lot of the... I didn't find a PlayStation 1 game that didn't work, and everything else was awesome, so...
Piracy.
Awesome.
This is where we just lose everybody.
No, I'm just considering like
our 20 listeners is like, this is fucking bullshit. I knew these guys were thieves.
Thieves.
Thefts.
Well, my brother, who will remain nameless, had an Engage.
Randy.
It was horrifying.
Sorry for him.
It was like a phone that looked like a taco. It looked like a Choco Taco. It was this big brown black thing, like this freaking big, and that was supposed to be a phone.
Well, no, because it was a phone that you had to actually hold sideways like that, to where the skinniest part of the phone, that's how you talked on it.
That's
like it
comfortable.
Wasn't that not
so
that.
You were talking into the bottom of the taco like,
and and to change out all the games if you
I
want,
do that all the time.
Yeah. To change you had to fucking dismantle entire thing.
You had to take the battery out. Put the game in, and then put the battery back in. I just remember it was...
What?
It was amazing design.
No, to be honest with you, if you look at it, it's what these are doing now,
mm-hmm.
but it just... It didn't have the technology, and by these I'm holding up an iPhone, an Android phone. They were a little ahead of their time. The technology wasn't quite there. They were, like, visionary enough to try to do that, but it just...
They tried to do too much too fast.
They came out too quick.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a cool idea, but it didn't. It
premature.
Just didn't, it didn't play well.
Has anybody got a favorite for their handhelds?
I played the hell on my Game Boy Advance. I played the hell out of the Castlevania game that was on there.
I've never played that.
And I'm not sure what I don't remember what it was called. I think it was Castlevania 4, actually.
It's Castlevania Advance because that's right. How advanced they were at naming games.
But it was a lot like a Metroid game where you had to get new weapons and new items and go back and forth and all over the map. But it also had an RPG element to it where you leveled up and you could get items that gave you stat boosts and
really?
Shit like that. It was a cool game.
That's like way beyond
well,
Castlevania.
I
that
never finished
fun.
It, though, because using the Game Boy Advance gave me a fucking headache.
Yeah.
I was going to say, at the start of the Game Boy Advance, you really saw a lot of those Metroid-like games or really good RPGs actually start to hit the handheld. And you have like the that's really when you had the port overs from like the Final Fantasies when they started trying to bring the handhelds.
Yeah.
You had the Fire Emblems, which are really good like turn based strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the remakes or the reboots of the Castlevanias, which started coming out. And there's actually I think like 8 of them now.
Yeah. Well, was
that
it
are all really good?
Was it Circle of the Moon?
That sounds familiar.
I think that's like the most popular one.
Well, yeah, because I know that there were other ones, the Harmony of Dissonance.
I think it was the Moon one.
Yeah.
I also had a Dragon Ball Z game for my Game Boy Advance that was really easy to beat, and I moved on pretty quickly.
Yeah, so, what are we at on time? Timekeeper?
Don't worry about
Keeper
it.
Keeper of the time?
Don't worry about it.
So, well, what's your favorite? Did you already say a favorite, or am I the last one left?
My dick.
That's your favorite handheld.
Well, my new favorite handheld would be my Android.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, well,
the phone is amazing.
Well, no,
you play Quiz Up? You should get that app. It's fantastic.
From the old school, what's your favorite?
How old school are we going? Because the PSP was pretty badass. Just because it had Chains of Olympus on it, and that game rocked my world.
You could do that. I mean, I would. My favorite is the PSP. Like that, because that took
it was awesome.
Just the fact that, because PlayStation, now that I realize it, PlayStation 1 is one of my favorite game systems. Because it was like, I actually became a gamer, where I looked forward to different games. I sunk hundreds of hours into all sorts of games, and I really, really enjoyed like just every moment that I played the really good game. So being able to take that and put that like handheld and like carry that around with me, it's fun. Now that I can do it on like an Android phone or something like that.
It's pretty awesome. You take it for granted. You don't even realize it, that you have this awesome gaming thing in your pocket all the time.
But still, the PSP for being a strictly game system, that's my favorite handheld.
The Chains of Olympus is what made me fall in love with God of War. I used to play the fuck out of Tiger Woods on that thing.
One of which I begged you to play Tiger. I mean, not Tiger Woods. God of War. Like,
please play Tiger Woods. You're gonna love it, dude.
I swear to God, he's not straight laced. Something is going to happen. Just play the game. Support his lifestyle.
You want to pretend you're this guy?
Yeah. No, I tried to get you to play God of War 1, and you wouldn't have it. I tried to get you to play God of War 2, and you wouldn't have it. And then Chains of Olympus, I finally got you to play. You're like, that's pretty good.
This shit is hyper-violent, man.
Dude. It's like Devil May Cry, but...
Ripping motherfuckers in half.
See, Devil May Cry is like, it's too campy.
Japanese-y.
Like, God of War is just like, I don't like you, so I'm just going to stab you in the face.
You happen to be standing between me and my goal, so you will have to be cut in half. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a fun game. It's way more fun than Devil May Cry.
Yeah, even if you're, what is it? Even if you're a good guy, be like, hey, you're the guy that I'm, the captain that everybody's been telling me to find. You're hanging on in the mouth of this horrible thing that's going to eat you. You've got my key.
I'm going to need that.
I'm going to take the key, and I'm going to drop you off. So
yeah, that's definitely my favorite hand. And just the modding thing. I mean, I know
it's illegal. We're not condoning. Games do not condone.
But being able to play emulated games on it so I could play Nintendo games on it was freaking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I liked the Game Boy for what it did, for what it... I mean, that was, you know, that was the precursor to everything.
Yeah.
Was the Game Boy. And they did it really, really well.
Well, this opens another kind of a thing for a handheld, is when can you stop... When something is yours and you can do whatever you want with it, like, when does it stop being, like, you know, like, when is it illegal? I mean, I know when it's illegal.
When you start stealing games off the internet.
But say, say it's games that you own, because, well, like, a lot of the games that I have, I will admit, I have a couple games for the PS1 that I do not own anymore because I can't find them, but a lot of the games that I did port over to my PSP, I went down to a Play and Trade, and I paid, like, $3 a game, and then ripped them onto my computer, and then put them on my... like my Final Fantasy, I ripped it from the discs.
My understanding is that you're allowed to have a digital copy as long as you actually own the physical copy as well.
But I'm saying, like,
correct, but you're supposed to get it yourself. You're not supposed to go torrent it, which I'm not against that at all. If I'm going to go download Final Fantasy, I have it in like 15 different forms. If I want to go download
when is it the draw line? So I have a PSP, but I haven't bought a PSP or Final Fantasy for the PSP because they don't have it. But I made my PSP able to play Final Fantasy VII. But I own the game. I own it on a computer. I have a digital copy on PS3. Excuse me.
I think you need a dongle that allows you to use PS1 discs on your PSP.
Oh, that would be great. It's just like this huge thing that sticks out. Well, no,
you have to wear
like
a backpack.
The old school Game Boy accessories.
Oh,
they
were just
like the speakers.
The camera and the printer.
Oh, they had the magnifying glass
they might
with
have,
the light built
they
in?
They might have well like just been like Transformers.
Pounds.
Like...
It was like a book lamp for your Game Boy.
Can you imagine if you had just all that shit hooked up with the link to another Game Boy that had the same shit on it?
Just batteries like... I lost my train of thought. I had something very poignant to say, but now I can't remember it.
Poignant. Man, you were full of words today.
Dude, I've been listening to Word Rango. I've just been like soaking it in. I just stood there on the knoll and let Word Rango flow into me.
And then you let them steal your word without giving you props.
Yeah, Lou! Fucking Lou! Hopefully, because by the time this is released, Lou will have given me props for Totipotent. Because I sent him a text message saying... Totipotent. And yeah, come on. Show me some love. Show me love.
Where's the love, Lou?
Where is the love?
Where's the love, you faggot?
Oh. So yeah, if you guys, if anybody's listening, if anybody has any games or any system that like that we have glanced over,
if you had the handheld Atari thing, was it a Jaguar? The Lynx?
Lynx.
The Jaguar. Lynx.
Lynx. We actually talked about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm so confused. Tell me how that was.
So this is how Ryan just tuned out the first like 5 minutes of us talking.
Ryan's just now joining us.
Yeah. I actually just forgot I was in my own home.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. Ryan just got here. We are about 25 minutes into the episode. No, but let us know. Shoot us a message if there's any handheld games that you played or that you're playing or something like that. Or if you guys want to rag on us because we figured out how to open up our DSs and PSPs and make them a little more usable.
Simpsons did it.
So, thank you for listening to the Pointcast 15.1. My name is Dirk, y'all.
I'm Ryan, y'all.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Brandon.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Don't make fun of me, y'all. Why y'all always picking on me? I'm just simple country bumpkin who likes to play the bitty games.
And scene.